if they have fun. Welcome to the France 24 debate. Can justice truly be blind, truly impartial, and impervious to biases, pressures, and power plays? Can citizens in this day and age agree to accept it when a court bars a presidential frontrunner from contesting the next election? The party of the French far right's Marine Le Pen calls it an execution of democracy, the ruling that finds nearly two dozen guilty of running a system that funneled 2.9 million euros from the European Parliament to national rally insiders. Injustice is in the eye of the beholder. Take Romania and Turkey, where frontrunners have also been recently barred under very, very different circumstances each time. Whenever a politician's convicted, it's a stress test for institutions and rule of law. In the case of Marine Le Pen, she's got the backing of a growing media echo chamber. How far will crying foul carry the far right in France? Donald Trump never went to trial for allegedly trying to forcibly overturn his 2020 loss. With the U.S. president now testing constitutional limits in the U.S., will the illiberal winds across the Atlantic further stoke sympathy for Le Pen or spook citizens who, at the end of the day, may look at the turmoil in Washington and prefer France's imperfect republic as it is? Today in the France 24 debate, a conviction that upends French politics. With us, attorney William Julien. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening.
With us as well, Hin Ziyan, founder and CEO of political consultancy Génération Politique. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back as well to journalist Gérald Olivier. You are research fellow at the IPSE think tank. Do you say IPSE or IPSE?
Well, in French, I say IPSE.
Okay, but there you go. Journalist Emma-Kate Simons is correspondent for The New European. Good to see you.
You too.
You can, by the way, listen, like, and subscribe to the France 24 debate wherever podcasts are streamed. She walked out of the courthouse before the end of the sentencing. Marine Le Pen convicted along with 24 others. She's appealing over a period of years. Her and other elected officials embezzled funds earmarked for European Parliament aides to the tune of 2.9 million euros. Instead, it's paid for staff at the national level. She's appealing a sentence that bars the three-time presidential candidate from seeking elected office for 5 years. Also, there's 2 years house arrest. Now, this is ruling that explains why the ban was immediate. The court took into consideration the major disturbance of public order if a person already convicted was a candidate in the presidential election. We'll see how long that appeals process lasts. There's still a ways to go until 2027. And we'll also see what the reaction of Le Pen herself will be. Before we go to our panel, let's go to Caris Garland, who is outside the headquarters of the National Rally Party. What's the latest?
Well, crowds have been swelling here across the over the afternoon and this evening. Obviously, the huge media presence, it's the top story here in France this Monday, but also it's drawn quite a crowd, some of them just curious onlookers from the neighborhood, some watching from their windows and balconies along this street, but also some who have chosen to stay and stick around despite an hour or more wait, hoping to see Marine Le Pen come out of the party headquarters behind me. I spoke to some of those people. Some of them here do feel strongly about this court decision. One woman I spoke to said that she thought that this decision was an attempt to stop her from winning the next presidential election. As we've said, she's already stood three times. It's largely believed that she is the front runner in this 2027 race. So what implications could this lead to? Another woman saying that she does like the party and she does think that the National Rally can do good things. And so that's why she's stuck around today to see if she can see Marine Le Pen. Otherwise, the mood sort of within the National Rally is one of defiance and also shock, too. We heard from Marine Le Pen's lawyer who condemned this decision in very strong strong terms, said it was a coup against democracy and that his client will appeal this decision. Obviously, the fact that she cannot hold public office for 5 years, that does take immediate effect, and that's not something that she can appeal through any institution. He did note, we heard from the party spokesperson who said that Marine Le Pen is in a fighting mood, and that's something that's been echoed through comments made by Jordan Bardella, for example, the leader of the National Rally, on X, on social media, saying that it is France's democracy being executed. He also called for people to sign a petition that he called a peaceful sort of mobilization of everyone. But otherwise, we've also heard from other figures on the right adopting the hashtag I support Marine, trying to show their support for the far-right leader.
Caris Garland reporting live outside National Rally headquarters. Many thanks. William Julien, were the judges biased? Is this an execution of democracy?
So I would not take any chances and say that a judge is biased, because this could be a reason to prosecute me. There's a provision in the French Criminal Code saying that you can criticize a judicial decision, but with caution, and you're not supposed to say anything that would challenge the authority of the judicial authority, because it's not a power in France in the Constitution. L'autorité judiciaire is not un pouvoir. More seriously, a decision was rendered. This is first instance. It can be appealed, and I understand it will be appealed. I think the real issue here is the fact that the court decided to impose this ineligibility. And
this ban with immediate effect.
Exactly, and with immediate effect despite appeal. And I think...
Which was kind of the spirit of a law passed by legislators in 2017.
I was exactly coming to that. This is the Loi Sapin II. What is really, I think, important and a real clash here is that this ban, if what was prosecuted had taken place after La Loi Sapin II, this would be automatic, meaning that anyone who is sentenced for these criminal wrongdoings after La Loi Sapin II would get this ban automatically. Not with immediate effect, but would get the ban automatically. And here the court decided, one, to impose this ban, and it could have decided not to do so. And number two, it added the fact that it is with immediate effect and explained, as your sum up brought a couple of minutes ago, why it decided on such a harsh sentence, which is the risk that the offenders considered guilty now would re-offend, and this connected to the fact that they did not admit any guilt during all the court process.
So there's been little conversation about the actual facts of the case among those convicted. A man who's been in the public frame of every public appearance by Le Pen father then daughter for decades, Thierry Léger, who's faithfully served as a bodyguard since 1992. Léger got a 12-month suspended prison sentence and a 2-year ban from running for public office. You don't see him in the frame there, but he's the tall bloke you see generally behind Marine Le Pen at most public events. And there he is. There's Thierry Léger. So not much argument about the facts, but more about whether the punishment fits the crime, Emma Kate Simon.
Well, the punishment fits exactly the crime, and it's exactly what Marine Le Pen and her National Rally Party have been calling for many years. There are multiple videos showing Marine Le Pen calling for even a life ban on politicians convicted of corruption. So the fact that actually she's the victim of her own medicine is not being highlighted enough, I think. And even only a few months ago, Jordan Bardella was on television saying that anyone with any kind of criminal record should not be allowed to run for office. So now the chickens have come home to roost for the national rally. Is it harsh? Well, it's an application of the French law as it stands. And many politicians of all stripes called for this. But the next question is it so harsh that Marine Le Pen and the global galaxy of the far right, who are all going wild on X at the moment, from Elon Musk to Viktor Orban in Hungary, Matteo Salvini in Italy, Geert Wilders in the Netherlands and others, will they succeed in depicting Marine Le Pen as a martyr and a victim, so much so that people will want to vote for her successor or some other person on the far right?
That depends, Gérald Olivier, of how long the appeals process runs, because if, again, the next presidential election's in 2027.
Yeah, you don't know if the time frame of the justice system will be the same as the one of the political system. Right now, tempers are probably running pretty high, especially among supporters of Marine Le Pen, because from the outside, it does look like interference with the political system, basically. What shocks me personally, and this is all subjective, and I'm not a lawyer to understand all the intricacies of the case, but if I understand things right, what she was sued for had to do with when she was European deputy. She no longer is. And the sentence is going to affect her political career within France, not in Europe. That's where I see some kind of a disconnect, and I'm sure I'm not the only one seeing it.
But that's where the money was taken from the European Parliament, yes, from European taxpayers, and funneled to the National Rally in France in order to finance her political campaigns in France. So the connection is very clear.
Yeah, I understand that. However, it's very fitting that it happens 2 years before an election where she's running far ahead of everybody else in the polls and given as the favorite of that election. And that's what I say from the outside and without looking at the details of the case. It does look like judicial interference in the political system.
Hinzian, how does the court of public opinion look in France after this verdict?
I don't know if there's a court of public opinion in France. I just think that there's a specific context. This is a decision that was made because of a specific law in 2017 that says if you are convicted of money embezzlement, of embezzlement of public funds, then you get 5 years of a ban.
Automatically.
Absolutely. Yeah. Automatically. It means that there's no way around it. However, the question here is specifically on the enforcement.
Yes.
Why is there a provisional enforcement considering that there is a specific presidential context? Now, of course, the judiciary is supposed to be independent. It is good to have an independent judiciary. But we are in a country that also depends on political factors. And the next big presidential election is the 2027 election. We're talking about somebody who had 40% of the vote in 2022, 40% of the electorate on the second round. So this is, I would say, a very big deal. And it goes beyond the legal basis. Of course, there's a legal basis. I think some people are also saying that there's a case that was made and that they're probably guilty according to the proof that we had. But it's also a specific context, political context, and you didn't have to enforce it as fast, I would say, because that's not what the law actually requires. The law requires the 5 years.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I think the real question is how much power has a judge or a court, meaning here three judges. We are in a system where judges decide. If there had been a decision not to impose this immediate enforcement of the ban, it would have been an interference, but another kind of interference. When a court makes a decision which has a consequence on politics, it's an interference. It can't be anything else. So some people say it's not a good one, some people say it's a good one, but I have been working with judges, alongside judges, against judges for 25 years. One question is, was this judge, was this leading judge, was the court influenced or not by any kind of political request? Well, there's an answer.
But the political
it's yes
request.
Or it's no. If the answer is no, and if it's yes, this is a very serious accusation. And we heard, not with sitting judges, but with, for example, the financial prosecutor, Madame Houlette, in the François Fillon case, who testified before Parliament recently and explained that she had been under pressure. So we know that in some cases, pressure exists. But this is a very serious accusation. If the answer is no, or we don't have any elements to say that these judges were pressured in any way, influenced in any way, then it is their decision. And they can decide, just finish, 2 seconds, they will decide if they consider that the wrongdoings are grave enough to justify that someone cannot run. That was the judge's decision. And to bounce back on what you said, I think the real question now is, when is the appeal hearing going to take place? Is it going to be early enough for a potential overturning of the decision? Yes or no? And that goes back to the prosecution service, because it is the prosecution service that has the decision on the timeline of hearing.
I simply want to say, just to answer back, the context, like I said, is very specific. And the judge in her statement said that according and based on the public disorder, danger, or whatever, how she the way she called it, she thinks that the judges, not her by herself, think that there's a need to enforce it quickly. So it means in itself that she considers her to be a special case.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if it was just like anybody, maybe she wouldn't have had that kind of
decision. I'd like to finish first, and then I'll let you make your point.
But what I'm saying is that, yes, you have the legal basis, but you have the political reality. And I think by saying that she thinks it's a special case with public order issues and potential doings, she says that it is a special case. So if she already considers the case of Marine Le Pen as a special case, then it means that we can't put to the side anything that is political and outside of the legal realm.
Special in what way?
Because she said that she believes it needs to be enforced quickly because there are dangers to public safety.
Special because serious.
Not because it's a political.
If I may, a simple layman's reaction to that. This seems to be just her own private subjective opinion, judgment. Yes. And from that same approach, she could have made the opposite conclusion. That because of the upcoming presidential election, Marine Le Pen was condemned and would have to have those 5 years ineligibility, but not right now, not to be imposed right away. Yeah. And then my second point is, isn't she deprived of a right of appeal? What's the purpose of an appeal if the sentence is already enforced? What's the point?
Yes. No, but she's not deprived of the right of an appeal. She can, but the law, it's actually not a personal
opinion. Usually when you appeal,
the sentence is suspended. If there's
that's
a very legal point.
There's a report this morning, 58% of convictions are followed by immediate sentencing.
Yes,
Regardless of appeal.
Yes, it's execution provisoire.
I think the judge has shown her independence because the pressure that was brought to bear on the judicial system in France was actually from people on the far right, the centre right, and even the far left to allow Marine Le Pen to run, to allow the people to decide. This has come even today in the reaction from Jean-Luc Mélenchon on the far left, from people in the centre right or hard right or conservative right, Les Républicains. And so the judge actually resisted the pressure, which even came from Gérald Darmanin, a former Interior Minister, now Justice Minister, who's more from the centre right, actually. And she resisted that pressure, and she's applied the law as it's in accordance with the law. So, of course, it's political, but in fact, I think it shows that France has a justice system that is independent. We're not in the United States, where Donald Trump, a convicted felon, was never struck off from running for president. Look at the results. She's resisted the pressure, but now let's see what happens. Perhaps it will descend into the street and there will be protests. There might be a MAGA hysterical kind of campaign. That's what they want. But I'm not convinced, because the charges are serious. almost 4.5 million euros embezzled over many years. And the judge said that Marine Le Pen was at the heart of the system. At the heart of the system, she didn't profit personally, but her political party in France did. Chance of recidivism, therefore, it applies immediately, no chance for appeal.
How she's not a Euro deputy, how can you have
so she can just stretch it out and then become president.
I just would like to say that fake jobs, unfortunately, in French politics are not uncommon. And this doesn't mean that it's not wrong. It means that this is a systemic mismanagement of public funds.
Yes.
You can talk about Jacques Chirac, actually, who embezzled funds.
He was sentenced.
Why did they change the law?
Yeah. He was, but what I'm saying is that you're making it look like it's something new. What I'm saying is just like, we need to remind the viewers that this is an issue that has to do with far more than just Marine Le Pen. It is public mismanagement and misuse of public money.
Absolutely.
Is unfortunately very present and common in French politics.
But now it's no longer going to be beyond that. Because the law has...
But like I said, the law imposes the 5 years, but not the immediate...
I mean, this is law.
I know, but it imposes the 5 years, but not the immediate enforcement.
But one point, just to bounce back, I agree with what you said at the end. This is a subjective decision. Mm-hmm. It is subjective. The judges made the decision that they considered was relevant and was fitting for the seriousness of the crime. And I would not say, it was the right decision, the wrong decision. Politically, depending on what you want, you will grant the decision as you're doing, or you will criticize it maybe as you are doing. But this is what I was talking about.
Let me ask you this. Are all verdicts subjective?
It's been argued
yeah, judges have considerable power.
Obviously.
And a judge, when he makes his decision, can affect people's lives tremendously. This is what happens when people are sent to prison. They are sent to prison first instance, despite appeal, and some are cleared from any wrongdoing after having spent 5 years in jail. Right. That is the power of a judge.
One question.
And this is what we are experiencing here. And everybody's surprised. That is happening every day in courts.
I just have one question. Do you think if it weren't Marine Le Pen,
she
would have made the same judgment, honestly?
I can't say. It depends on the case.
Do you think?
I think that these judges made a decision on this case. My view is independently. I do believe in the independence of sitting judges. I must say, I should maybe not, that I don't believe so much in the independence of prosecutors because they have this connection with the ministry. But I do believe in the independence of judges. And I think that the court made this decision considering that it was fair and fitting to the facts.
And in accordance with the law.
Of course, to the offender, to the facts, because...
Because she said specifically that she thought...
There are provisions under our code, which is a sentence must be decided upon regarding the seriousness of the wrongdoing and the personality of the accused.
But it's not just her. There's 24 members of the National Rally who received convictions today.
It didn't all get immediate treatment.
No, but nine. Because the judge said she was at the heart of the system, evidently. And prior to her, it was her father. This has been going on since 2004.
Absolutely.
And nine MEPs, members of the European Parliament, or former ones, including her, have their convictions. But it's natural and normal that the leader of the party should take the rap. It's about responsibility and consequences. Now, I'm not sure about the political ramifications of it. I think that it's a very uncertain moment, and I do think it's worrying to hear this panel effectively, in more sort of subtle terms, taking the side of people like the Elon Musks and those foreign interferers who are saying this is...
I'm not taking any part. I'm just on a legal comment.
They're the ones who say it's subjective. They're the ones who say... Poor Marine Le Pen.
We're not
saying she's
poor.
In fact, it's not poor Marine Le Pen. €4.5 million, that's a lot of money. And it was actually financing the Le Pen clan family lifestyle as well, political family lifestyle.
Well,
the Prime Minister has the same case, and I think France has shown itself to have a strong justice system. Do you think he should resign? Sorry, who?
The Prime Minister has almost exactly the same issue.
Parliamentary assistance in the European Parliament.
There may be many other, and in fact, only a few days ago on a different case, but a political corruption case, the prosecutor called for Nicolas Sarkozy, the former president, to go to jail for 7 years and to pay €300,000 in a fine for having taken financing from Gaddafi from Libya for his 2007 presidential campaign. So there is a turning point in French politics. The laws have been changed, tightened, they're much stricter, and politicians are going to go down because of this. And Marine Le Pen and Sarkozy are among the first.
Let me put a question to Gérard Olivier here, because in the United States, and people watching us in the United States, are frustrated because Donald Trump never went to trial over the violent bid to stop the certification of Joe Biden's win in 2020. There were those who said it's better to defeat Trump at the ballot box than through the courts. And we're kind of hearing some people, as Emma Kate was saying, from the far left to the conservatives, who are making that same argument today. If there is, in absolute terms, if justice is blind, courts have, do they have the right to make this kind of a judgment?
Well, the ultimate judgment in the U.S. came on November 5th. Everybody knows that. And as far as January 6th is concerned, I believe the Supreme Court intervened and gave the president immunity for what happened that day. A special prosecutor tried to get him charged on that and didn't have time to finish, even though he published his report. But between 2021 and 2024, during Biden's administration, Donald Trump was harassed by the justice system left and right for things that no one else.
I mean, his detractors say he tried to. Detractors say he tried to stage a coup. I mean, that's, you know.
It was nothing but a coup, as everyone who has seen a coup before knows. But that's the whole issue. What I'm trying to say is that there is another narrative on January 6th than the one we've been given.
Well, yes, a conspiratorial narrative.
So should judges? So in the end, do judges or voters have the last word?
Voters have the last word.
Oh, it depends.
Voters always have the last word and should have the last
word. And they do.
Judges should not interfere with the voting and in the democratic process.
But they can still vote for the national rally.
They tried to outlaw Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump tried to prevent him from running.
Right. And even when the courts could not outlaw him, we had different state Supreme Court who trying to ban him from the ticket. And they were disapproved by
well,
the
he's a convicted
let me put
felon.
Let me put the question differently, and I'll put it to Hinzia. Does
right.
this
ca- will I have this something to say?
Will this like- case? Well, it's the correlation of this. Will this case, in the end, weaken or strengthen France's democracy?
All right. Just I wanted to get back to what the lady was saying. We're not giving opinions. We're actually just trying to give out an analysis based on what we see on the ground, and we actually have as an experience this. Political analysts, people who are in the law, et cetera, et cetera. Is it going to weaken democracy or strengthen democracy? It depends on how you see things. Mm-hmm. What I know, because I've been working on the ground for almost 10 years, is that people, French people, don't trust the system. You have people today who don't vote or who vote for Marine Le Pen because they think they're not being heard. And those people, and that's a fact, they are going to be upset by what happened today. Does it mean the judge was wrong? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you look at the law, it says the 5 years. It doesn't say more than that. And maybe, on the long run, the consequences of this are going to be huge for the democracy, for France's democracy, because we weren't able actually to perceive that there's something more than just the law. There's something called the people. And those people, they are totally tired of the way things are being done today.
This is populist
rhetoric. Can I
this
finish,
is the rhetoric
please?
Of Jean-Luc Mélenchon.
One at a time.
I think it's just too sad that you think it's populist to
but
think
it
that.
Is.
I'm just going to finish, please. It's
Go
too
ahead.
Sad that you think that people not happy with the system is populist. I think those people, we can win them back if we actually listen to them. And I think Democrats lost, and I think people in this country lost the traditional systems because of that kind of thinking. People like you who think you're a populist just because you think that people are upset. We need to see reality. And the truth is, those people are not happy. Does it mean they're right on everything? No. It just means that there's something that we're not doing right.
That would have been...
I'm going to finish with this sentence. We need to be very pragmatic about that.
That would have been a great plea in court. I don't know what exactly was the plea brought by the defense lawyers, but that was a very good plea. But obviously the judges didn't hear that plea because they decided, and I'm not taking any part. I don't agree with what you said. I'm not taking any part. But legally speaking, what you say is true, but not completely. The law enables enabled the court to decide to add to the ban that it would be enforceable right now. They decided to do so because they considered that was what the law needed to say at that point in time. And I don't think there's much more legally speaking to say about that. Then you can disagree, which seems to be your case.
So let me put the
you
same
can
question.
Agree, which is
William,
your case.
William,
this is how it is.
Let me put the same question I put to Hind. Will this ultimately strengthen or weaken French democracy?
That's not for me to answer. We'll see
but
what
you
happens.
You must have an inkling.
No, I don't. These judges have taken a huge responsibility in making this decision. That is their responsibility. It's not mine. We'll see what happens. I've got enough with my responsibility. I don't know.
But surely a democracy is much more weakened by an attempted coup d'etat, which is what happened on January 6th, 2021 in Washington, D.C., and subsequently a presidential candidate who had no impunity.
I will just add one thing. Maybe, coming back to the timeline, I think the real question now is when will the appeal hearing take place? Who decides upon that? If I were the lawyers, I would press the prosecution service to list this hearing in time for a decision to be rendered, possibly to authorise Marine Le Pen to run. I would be doing that if I was on the defence team.
If I may, you said something very important.
Which is using the system.
At the beginning
of your
argument. You said those French people do not trust the system. It's exactly the same thing we had in the US. American voters did not trust the justice system, and that's why they voted for Trump a second time. Despite January 6th and the way you call it an attempted coup, it was a demonstration that turned into a riot because they let him turn into a riot. It was not a coup, it was not even an attempt,
that's
it was nothing at all. Just a demonstration.
Yeah, I guess that could be discussed.
Mostly peaceful demonstration. That's
peaceful.
What actually
there
what
were
it
several
was.
People who died.
And there were much worse happening elsewhere in the U.S. But the point is, French people don't trust the system. That is not going to make them trust it anymore.
Why not?
And you ask, is it going to strengthen French democracy? I don't know.
Right,
I think it's going to strengthen the national rally. That's for sure.
All right, let's talk about how this plays out in various media echo chambers, the verdict falling as opinion polls show. Marine Le Pen on a high these days in the polls. 37% approval ratings makes her by far the front runner of several surveys. If the first round of the 2027 presidential elections were held today. Now, you can see it in these graphs. These are some of the names out there going from the far right to the far left. And on that list, by the way, in third position is her surrogate, the current president of her party, Jordan Bardella, who's polling close to her numbers as well. So the far right, come what may, has a strong chance. Remember, in France, we have a two-round system for presidential elections of making the runoff. What's interesting is how far the far right pushes back. Jordan Bardella himself is calling for peaceful demonstrations. For years, even decades, Marine Le Pen has been striving to make her movement seem less radical, more mainstream.
I'm Marine Le Pen. I've always been Marine Le Pen, and I will continue to be Marine Le Pen. That's also the point. I'm not my father's clone.
That was Marine Le Pen, a much younger version of the current leader of the National Rally. Does that mean that stop the steal kind of rhetoric we see in the United States can't work here, Hind Ziyan?
What do you mean by that?
Let's talk about political strategy here. How far can Marine Le Pen go in calling it a holdup, a steal? Mm.
I think we're going to see in the next elections, it's going to be like the final call because we have elections.
Will it be just like in the United States?
In terms of
those who support the candidate think the candidate's right, and those who don't think that it'll be very polarized.
It's going to be polarized, but I think also some people are going. I know people who haven't voted for her and who don't agree with the decision. So this goes, I think, beyond partisanship. I think in France specifically, we're in a country and we have a political culture that requires a sort of a, I wouldn't say a transparency, you know, when it comes to public life, but at least the ability in public life for everybody to express themselves. If you remember a couple of years ago when the far right didn't have enough parrainage, which is like support to be able to be a candidate at the election, you had some mainstream politicians who weren't from the far right at all who suggested to help them because they thought it was an important expression of French democracy. So I think a lot of people in France who want that democracy is just freely expressed for everybody are going to be upset by that, not just people from the far right.
But maybe some of them will be happy to see because there's a lot of money involved here, right? And so anti-system sentiment is also driven by widespread corruption, something that Le Pen fought against. And now she herself has been judged according to the rules that she asked to be imposed. So I do think that I have to say that overall, if the French political centre can hold and stand by judicial independence, French democracy will emerge stronger from this, in fact. And I do think the contrast, it gives it a lesson to the United States. And I don't think French people appreciate outside pressure coming from the Kremlin, from Hungary, from Elon Musk. Marine Le Pen's in a difficult situation in the National Rally because since Donald Trump won and there's been an absolute catastrophe, according to many people in the United States, a move towards authoritarianism that has frightened some people. In the United Kingdom, Nigel Farage is struggling at times with his far-right Reform Party. The same thing could be said for the National Rally. So it really depends on the extent to which they can mobilize this kind of online disinformation and peaceful street rallies, I think. But I, looking at the comments today of French politicians, some of them even, for example, an ex-far-left member of Jean-Luc Mélenchon's party, Raquel Garrido, put a very long post on X saying that this was the right decision in accordance with the law. There had been a misuse of democracy by the National Rally to fund the Le Pen clan and that this was going to make democracy and we should stand by the judges and the ruling.
The centre actually doesn't support the ruling. Mostly Bayrou and other centrist people actually think that it's not a good thing for the expression of democracy. And Raquel Garrido is from the left. So just
extreme
yes,
left.
Right, but the centre of the Attal, the centre of the former Macron ensemble,
a lot of people
Attal
don't support the decision.
No,
that's
true. But
in
it's interesting to see it coming from other parts. And most people have not said to challenge the ruling and go out in the streets, although they've talked darkly about democracy being attacked.
No, that's different.
William yes. Julien,
I think when the question is about what strengthens or not democracy, it depends on where you start. 10, 15, 20 years ago, judges did not have the power they have today.
They've got more power than
yes,
before.
Yes, and politics now are more in danger when it comes to wrongdoings than they were 20 years ago. We've seen a lot of talk when Nicolas Sarkozy was president, he wanted to get rid of the investigating judges, and this is
explain for our viewers, there's the judges who give the rulings like today,
yes,
but they're the investigating magistrates.
Absolutely, who carry out the complex investigations and all these political cases are dealt with by investigating magistrates before they are sent to court. So I think that there's this maybe very European view, which is that democracy is strong when integrity is looked into, especially for people who hold public offices. This is what is happening here. So one can think this is a good thing for democracy. And then there's this other flow current at the moment very strongly crossing the Atlantic from the United States coming here, saying that this is not how things should be dealt with. And I think there's a real clash here between two ways of seeing what integrity means and what democracy should be.
France has a two-round...
Yes,
France
also,
for a presidential election has a two-round
we'll
system.
And we'll see who is the
in
most
in the second round,
the
Gérald Olivier, you have to convince people beyond your base. It doesn't work like in other systems.
Until today, if you'd asked me and a lot of other people in France, if Marine Le Pen had a chance to win the next presidential election, the answer would have been no. She had a major chance of coming first on the first ballot and then next to zero chance of coming ahead on the second ballot. She lost three times already. She lost three times because any time you put the National Rally in front after the first ballot, you have the so-called Republican front of everyone else to prevent you vote against, you do not vote for. And the same thing would probably have happened. Now, she can't run. Somebody else might. But this is going to leave a trace. This is going to leave something in people's mind. We're still 2 years away. The mood may come down between now and 2027, but the National Rally will remind people of what they've been exposed to and what has happened. And anytime you have judges stepping in, either to cancel the result of an election or to prevent someone from running or to try and prevent someone from running, it's not good
for democracy. So you're saying this is a political decision?
And usually it helps that candidate.
You're saying it's a political decision?
Oh, yeah, it is.
But, I mean, this is, this is based on a law that was passed. By the way, the law was passed after it was a socialist budget minister was found to be taking his money and putting it in Switzerland.
It worked out with François Fillon. It worked out with François Fillon.
But back then, with François Fillon, a lot of people felt like it was really safe.
Yes, but at the end of the day, he was excluded from political life, and the case went through. And that was about integrity, too.
It so was about integrity.
He lost the political election that 6 months before he was given as the winner.
If you talk about integrity and accountability, it needs to be the case for everybody. And
yes,
what the point I'm making in the analysis that I'm giving out, and that I think some people don't get, is that if you ask the average person who doesn't vote or actually who doesn't even vote for Marine Le Pen, that's what we see in the first polls. People don't agree with the decision. If you ask them, do you agree with the decision, they're going to say, what, integrity? There are so many people in politics today who should be jailed, who should be put on trial, but they're not. Why is she put on trial? And what I'm saying is that we need to put
even
her
though
lens...
Even though the evidence is overwhelming.
Even if the evidence is overwhelming, but you need to look at... I come from politics.
Yeah, that's not an argument.
I'm not from law. I come from politics.
Yeah, but that's not an argument. You can't say, okay, you can't do this to someone because you're not doing it to any...
I'm saying that if we're talking about politics, you need to look at what people think.
Yeah,
but people are those who vote.
Right, Emma Kate Simons.
We need to take that into consideration.
Emma Kate Simons, running short on time. Do you agree with Gérald Olivier that the verdict today increases the National Rally's chances of having a next president, whether it's Marine Le Pen or a surrogate?
No, I think it may, but it reshuffles the political cards. So it injects a whole degree of uncertainty. There's going to be jockeying for position. Will it be Jordan Bardella who runs the National Rally? And then there's a whole group of other hard right and far right candidates. Who knows what her niece, Marine Maréchal Le Pen, will do? But it completely is a clean. There's a new slate. There's a clean slate going on here. And I do think it's up for grabs. And I have to say, the decision is not a good one for Marine Le Pen or the National Rally. Regardless, it's not good. She has been shown, she's been held to account, and her party is in tatters, and her presidential aspirations also.
We'll see when that appeal takes place.
Yes.
Very briefly.
We're out of time.
The very reason why the National Rally could not win a presidential election is because they've always been alone. And everyone knows that on the right, the answer, the solution to winning a presidential election is the union of the different factions on the right. And that may just be one of the reasons for it to happen.
A lot of time between now and 2027. No time, unfortunately, for us. But I want to thank you, Gérald Olivier.
My pleasure. I want to thank
Hin Ziyan, Emma Kate Simons, William Julier. Thank you for being with us here in the France 24 debate. All right.